I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings from our 29 congregations of Mennonite Church, British Columbia as well. I really appreciate that you, as Peace Mennonite Church, are an Anabaptist Mennonite presence here in Richmond. I'm thankful for those your pastors who are able to join our pastors' gatherings, and think particularly of Jenny joining our MCBC worship pastors' Zoom gatherings to encourage each other. How are you doing? I trust that you're well. I trust that you're active in seeking to be God's people in this time of uncertainty, both with the pandemic and, of course, with the unbelievable response of racism during this time. Today, we're supposed to commission Nick and Justin as pastors here. We were supposed to celebrate the receiving of Winston's ordination credential from the previous denomination that he was at. But the spread of COVID-19 infections have shut this all down. And here we are, back online. Where do we go when life is not great? Where do we go when it seems like life is crumbling? We do have an uncertain future. In our uncertain future, especially in dealing with COVID-19, we are experimenting with reopening. You guys did everything to set up and try and do the live stream in a great way that was safe, and you had all the safety protocols in place, yet here we are back online. How do we restart our economy? How do we restart our world? Especially, how do we be different? This is an opportunity to be a better place. And hopefully, we will come through this and be a better people and be a better place. I wonder if this is the end of travel. Airlines have tried to get back into flying, but it's always a challenge. In this response to the pandemic, as well as in a response to climate change, I'm wondering, is this the end of air travel? Maybe air travel will become the privilege of the wealthy as it once was. We're not sure where it's all going to end up. Diane and I have plans for travel. We want to see places yet around the world. In fact, Diane and I flew to Palm Springs at the beginning of March for a 10-day vacation and returned on the 13th. And as you know, that's exactly when everything was being shut down. I was scheduled to preach at Sherbrooke, my home congregation, on March the 15th, and everything had changed. And I just ask, was that the last trip that I'll make anywhere? Any flight for church? What about traveling? We had Mennonite World Conference scheduled for the July of 2021. It got bumped to 2022. So hopefully that can happen. We meet in Zoom and we meet in person. Which is better? Like, are we able to be safe meeting on Zoom and not meeting in person? Across Canada, when I think of our executive staff group for Mennonite Church Canada that I'm a part of, we've been meeting on Zoom since March, and it's quite effective. It seems to be actually an okay experience, but not for everybody. Some people have a really hard time not being face-to-face. I find both to be very real and sometimes forget when I see somebody, whether I've seen them last in person or on Zoom. And so maybe this will become a new normal of something that we just do regularly. It occurred to me the other day that one thing that we'll probably carry over is that wearing masks is okay. If I have a cough or a cold and I'm going to a meeting, even if COVID is over, I'm thinking that we may end up saying, it's just okay to put a mask on, which is something we just never did before. We're really trying to think carefully and responsibly about all of these things. That sermon that I was supposed to preach on March the 15th at Sherbrooke, I did preach on Zoom on April the 5th. And when I think about the racial tensions that have arisen, especially in the U.S., where there's been significant response to the murder of black people at the hands of police officers, I just think, why? We think of Dr. Martin Luther King, and you think that everything was moving in the right direction as far as a new hope for equality for all people, and then why is this happening now? Even here in BC, my wife Diane and myself, we've joined a Facebook group called Delta Families Against Racism, which is in Ladner and all over Delta. And I just think, really, like, even in Ladner, who would have thought that this is a real problem. Racism is a real problem. And then I think about our family and personal things that may be going wrong and coming undone. Not even just with COVID, but this family struggles that we might have. But then with COVID, maybe some of us have lost loved ones during this time. Or now we're trying to think about what to do for Christmas and what will that look like. So much uncertainty, so much that we don't know where this is all going to go. The whole social nature of humanity is being tested to the limits. Well, I thank God for you as Peace Mennonite Church and your story. I'm just so thankful for your presence here in Richmond and throughout the Metro Vancouver area where your people are, that you do make a big difference for the kingdom of God. On Wednesday, I was part of a phone call with Dr. Henry and Adrian Dix and Premier Horgan, and we asked the question, what do you want us to do as faith communities? And all of them said very strongly that you are leaders. You are frontline people who are helping your people to find peace during this time of uncertainty, that you are the people who can courageously give a positive attitude, help people to find a positive attitude in the midst of all of this uncertainty. And as I spoke with our youth pastors yesterday, just saying, yes, we are human. We are all as human as everybody else, but we as pastors are called to help our people to be able to find their way and to be positive in looking for the hopeful future that we can all share together. So you as Peace Mennonite Church, you are discerning how to be active in your community at this time, a center for peace and reconciliation, and may God bless you in that. I want to assure you that you as Peace Mennonite Church, that we celebrate with you that we are the dearly loved of God. In whatever comes our way, know that you are the dearly loved of God. Our text today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Actually, verses 12 through 17. I want to begin with verses 12 to 14, though, putting on the new ways. And our centered verse is verse 12. The center of the theme that I'd like to focus on today is in verse 12, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, which simply says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." The first part of verse 12 is actually the central focus I'd like us to think about today, that we are the dearly loved of God. In Christ, you are chosen, holy, and dearly loved. The apostles' invitation is based on a powerful threefold designation for the new community. The threefold three pieces are that we are God's chosen people, we are holy, and we are dearly loved, or beloved, as many translations would say. These are characteristic titles for the Old Covenant of Israel. These are characteristic titles that point from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. And this is the New Israel, and that the New Israel completes God's intent for the Old Israel. Dearly loved or beloved is the identity of the new people of God. It's been hard for Mennonites who, I'll say it this way, who pride ourselves in being humble, to receive this. To say we are the dearly loved of God almost sounds arrogant. But it's not. It's who God has said we are. And in our humility, to receive this as a humble recognition who God has said we are the dearly loved. Henry Nouwen, in his book Life of the Beloved, focuses on the passages from the Gospels, Matthew 3, Mark 1, and Luke chapter 3, where this text comes through, where this voice of God comes through, the voice from heaven saying, "You are my son," saying to Jesus, "You are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased," or "You are my beloved son." And as with Jesus, may our belovedness come to encompass our whole lives. So the incentive here is let who you are determine how you get dressed to live as Christians. first part of verse 12. Second part of verse 12 is the directive. So we have the incentive, and the directive is then to clothe ourselves. The purpose of taking off the old self is to make room to put on the clothes of our new self. If we looked further back in Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 11, we would see the text which describes the old self and the clothes that were being worn of the old self, and a call to take those off. And then moving into this passage, we see the call to then put on the new clothes. This is in response to God's call and God's love, to put on the practices of the new self. So then the third part of verse 12, Colossians 3, verse 12, is the virtue list. And so we have these five virtues: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. They're kind of the same as the fruit of the Spirit that we know from Galatians chapter 5, only there's nine fruit. Here, there's only five. But these five are vital. They're all distinctively relational clothing with community in mind. Putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse 13 of Colossians 3 says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." It's a picture of what it looks like to put on these clothes, what it looks like on the ground in our daily lives. Verse 14 says, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." Kind of reminds us of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, which is the picture of love being above faith and hope. It is the people of the Christian fellowship that are being held together by love, more so than the list of virtues that are being held together. It's a community, a word to the community. And then verses 15 to 17 of Colossians chapter 3 features what this new life together can look like. And I'll just read that. "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." These features of new life together are simple. Verse 15, the peace of Christ, and be thankful. The message of Christ, verse 16, with gratitude. And verse 17, action in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, again, with thankfulness. So in conclusion, just want to highlight that you are the dearly loved of God. With COVID-19, it's better to be respectful, encouraging, and a proactive community rather than hunkering down and just hiding and being alone and staying out of everything. Now, it's difficult. It is difficult. I really like the idea of talking about physical distancing rather than social distancing. That yes, we physically distance. Yes, we put on masks where necessary. Yes, we do all this, but we find ways to socially engage and interact and be God's people together in new and creative ways. This is a word to you as Peace Mennonite Church and to your pastors. And especially today, we're thinking of Winston and Justin and Nick, who we were going to celebrate today. This is a word to all of us. I want to encourage all of us to live deliberately, practice these virtues, put on love, all in response to knowing that we are the dearly loved people of God. My daily prayer is, God, give me the freedom in Jesus to see all people as you do, as dearly beloved. May we all be able to see the people we meet as dearly loved of God. Let us see and appreciate our diverse community and the diverse neighborhood around us in a way that we may be engaging and welcoming as dearly loved people of God. And let us be thankful. Shall we pray together? Our gracious God, we thank you that you have said that we are your dearly beloved. And Lord, out of that, we have great incentive to live the faithful life, to engage our neighborhoods with your love, to be faithful in honoring the COVID protocols and being respectful in every way, yet at the same time also engaging and connecting and being a representative of your love, the love that you have given to us, bestowed upon us as your dearly beloved children. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us, you have been with us, you will be with us, you continue to walk with us, be with us during these weeks ahead, sustain us and care for us and help us to continue to care for each other and for our neighborhoods. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.